Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shay. Can I please have your zip code?
35034.
35034. 1 second, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
And can you please provide me with your first and last name?
Tianda Sims.
Okay, one moment, Mrs. Sims, while I access your account. Okay, Mrs. Sims, and for security purposes, can I get you to verify that shipping address for me?
It should have come to P.O. Box 739, Brent, Alabama, 35034.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I see here that you have our Go Keto and our Go Trim, which is our dietary products. How was it that I could assist you today, Mrs. Sims?
It looks like is your company called Refine or something like that?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, now, I did the trial, but it looks like they're going to take $200 out of my account, and I was just doing the trial period.
Yes, ma'am. So what actually happened with the charge, Mrs. Sims, is when you placed the order for these two products back on September the 2nd of 2020 for $497 and $597 at the time, that was only a 14-day trial period. So we gave you 4 days to receive the products and 10 days to try them out. Being that you didn't like the products for whatever reason, you were to contact us within the 14 days so that we could discontinue the trial for you. Now, just being that we didn't hear from you within the 14 days, Mrs. Sims, we actually billed you for the full cost of the products on the 15th day, which are the charges of $99.94 and $95.94 that you're seeing on the account. Now, I'm not sure if you recall checking a box that states, yes, I am 18 years or older, but located in that box would have been our terms and conditions stating to you about our 2 week trial period. So what we sent out to you, Mrs. Sims, was a month supply that we only gave you 14 days to try, which is why if we didn't hear from you within the 2 weeks, then we would bill you for the full cost of those products.
Well, I didn't see that on it comes through a text on my phone, and I didn't see that.
Yes, ma'am, and I do want to apologize for the misunderstanding. It should have been a box that you checked that states, yes, I am 18 years or older. Located there in that box would have been our terms and conditions stating about our two-week trial period.
Well, I don't have the money to give you all. I can send the product back because I still have the product.
Now, the product is going to be yours to keep, dispose of, or give to a friend, whatever you decide, Mrs. Sims. Just due to COVID, we're not accepting any products back to our warehouse.
So what am I having to do about my money? You're taking my money out of my account.
Now, the charges were already valid on the account, Mrs. Sims, as of September the 26th of 2020. So I do want to apologize about that, but we won't be able to issue out a refund just due to the charges being valid on the account, and we're not allowed to tamper with those valid charges.
Okay, well, I'll just contact my banking institution to see about getting it taken off.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So if you'll give me a second as well, I'll go ahead and get this account discontinued for you and provide you with that cancellation number to keep it from turning into a monthly subscription. One moment. Okay, so we did go ahead and get this account discontinued for you, Mrs. Simmons, and I did speak with my supervisor, and I did inform him that you were not aware of the terms and conditions, and he did state to me that as a customer courtesy, he's able to offer you 50% of those refunds back.
Well, I need all my money back because I don't have that kind of money, $200 to give out. I don't.
Okay, yes, ma'am. One moment. Okay, Mrs. Sams, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I do apologize about that brief hold. So we did go ahead and get those charges of $99.94 and $95.94 fully refunded to your account. So you should see both charges pending to your account as a credit within 3 to 5 business days. And I also got this account canceled out for you as well. And that cancellation number that I provide to you today is going to be for your records, stating that you did call in to cancel this account. You won't be billed or you won't receive any more products, okay?
Okay.
That number,
thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am, you're very welcome. That number is going to be C as in Charlie, 54826, A as in Apple, 92, F as in Frank, and then the number 7.
Okay, can you tell me that one more time? Because I was trying to get it typed in. C as in Charlie.
548.
Okay.
26.
Okay.
A as in Apple.
Okay.
92.
Okay.
F as in Frank.
Okay.
And then the number 7.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. You're very welcome. Thank you for contacting customer support, Mrs. Sams. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.